This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. Hoping you're well.
Good morning, Howard. I'm well, thank you. Shana tova.
Shana tova to you as well. Positive movement in the university sector. Well, that's some great news.
It is. We have two positive items today. So the first one is, and just to go back one step, just to put context around this, is that as listeners would no doubt remember, in the months following October 7, we had what we called encampments on many of our campuses, where there were literally tent cities on many of our campuses, and which were anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, with speeches, etc., and even some speakers, some visitors coming onto the campuses from a proscribed terrorist organization. So it has been for some time, and particularly in the months and now 2 years post October 7, a very hostile environment for Jewish academics, Jewish students on many of our campuses. So what has happened now, and the positive news is that flowing or emanating out of the situation, something called 5A has been established. What are the 5A? Australian Academic Alliance Against Antisemitism. And approximately 300 academics and students have joined the 5A, most but not all Jewish. And in full disclosure, I am one of those who has joined the 5A. And a lot of positive work is happening. And what positive work, I hear you ask? So there have been both proactive and reactive work. So the proactive work is having meetings with chancellors and with vice chancellors and with leaders of across the different campuses. There are representatives from the various universities, not all of them. We have 39 universities in this country, but certainly of the major ones, there's the 8 or 10 most high profile universities have representatives who are reporting into 5A about incidents that they're happening, about how they are being dealt with, responded to. So there's a lot of positive and work that is happening, at both a proactive and a reactive level. And obviously, the incidents still happening, but overwhelmingly, I think I can say accurately, the situation is significantly improved, generally speaking, across the campus situation. So that is, what brings to mind is, I just saw a quote from an American rabbi just the other day, when he said that when Jews are in a tough situation, we have three options. One, to do nothing, to stand and fight, or to do things differently. And I think what we are seeing here is a classic case of doing things differently and please God may it continue working towards and achieving hopefully positive constructive outcomes.
So that really is some positive news. And then standing room only as 2,000 Sydney Jews give voice to a night of song.
So this was exceptional, and I was there. So this is on Sunday night. A member of our community is a magnificent young violinist. His name is Ben Adler, and he has his own band, which is called Chutney, and they've actually won a number of international awards, by the way. And he's also an extraordinary organizer. And so what he did, so two nights ago on Sunday night in Sydney Town Hall, which is physically in the center of Sydney itself, he organized a festival of Jewish music. Approximately 20 artists, not just Jewish artists, but some of the top musical artists in this country, many of whom perform in New York and in London and around the world. And it was a most exhilarating evening of Jewish music, Israeli music, Hebrew music in Sydney Town Hall. The place was packed, 2,000 people, which is, and they were even turning people away. And it's obviously the second anniversary of October 7 is fast approaching. So Ben Adler organized this last year when the first anniversary of October 7, and this year was the second time it's happened. So it's called, the evening was called Songs of Strength, and just an affirming, exhilarating evening. and just sensational. And as Ben said, and it, this kind of connects with our first item about the universities, he said when he organized the first time around, in other words, 1 year after October 7, when it was advertised, the venue wasn't advertised, it was said, you know, we'll notify you closer to the time. He said this time it was advertised openly, and openly that it would be at Sydney Town Hall, and Baruch Hashem, there were no protests. It just went beautifully, like a magnificent evening of Jewish music, and very affirming, and just a wonderful evening for the community, for those who were there, and indeed for, as well for those who were not there.
Amazing. So, and it really is good to hear some of these positive stories. This one, of course, was a very negative one, but important to understand where the process is. There's a legal case underway against nurses who threatened to kill Israeli patients. What's the latest here?
That's right. I just thought important just to give listeners an update. So just again, context, just to remind listeners that some months ago now, two Sydney nurses at one of our large public hospitals got on duty one night, and somehow they connected with, or an Israeli content creator, as he's called, connected with them, and they entered into a conversation. And Israeli guy told him that he was Israeli, and the video, or the content of this video, went absolutely viral. And what transpired on this video was alleged, and I use the word alleged now because there is a court case in which is unfolding as we speak, alleged anti-Semitic diatribes, during which the pair, the two nurses, one is a man, one is a woman, both on their night shift, said that they had no idea of the number of Israelis who have attended the hospital who they have sent to hell, quote unquote. They said they would not treat Israeli patients but would kill them. And they told the Israeli he would die the most disgusting death. And beyond hideous content, which they have allegedly made. And it's important to say that the health department immediately stood them down, both of them, banned them for 2 years from working with patients in the public system. And so now the case is, it hasn't come to court yet, but what is happening is that their defense lawyers, the two nurses' defense lawyers, and the prosecutor on the other side, are backwards and forwards about exactly what charges the two nurses will face. And the charges carry several years of punishment, up to 7 years in one offense, 10 years in another offense. And so the charges are the subject of conferences between the defense and between the prosecution. And so it remains to be seen how it will play out. It's due to come into the public domain, I understand, early next month, October, which is just only days away now. And the cases, the offenses include offense of threatening violence to a group which holds a maximum of 7 years, which will threaten peace, etc., and using a carriage service to threaten violence against individuals or a group, and menacing, harassing, offending, etc., and even prohibited drugs, just to add insult to injury there. So just as an upkeep, listeners informed as to what is happening there, that the case certainly has not gone away. And it's like I say, it's in the court system and due to come to public attention, you know, within the next few days and weeks.
I certainly will keep an eye on that. Vic Aladev, thank you as always. And I wish you a Gemar Chatima Tova, a meaningful fast. And we will, oh no, we won't chat to you next week because it's Sukkot. But, and we shouldn't either the week after. So maybe what we'll do is to see if we can chat to you on another day of the week, just to make sure that we have the Australia report and we don't miss the next couple of weeks.